Some Recordings is releasing Bruckner from the archives, and this is in celebration of the 200th anniversary of Anton Bruckner's birth in 1824. And I have on the line the audio restoration engineer involved with this project, Lani Spahr. Welcome to WBJC, Lani.
Thank you very much, Judith. Happy to be here.
We know that famously Bruckner left multiple versions of symphonies and movements. And I'm interested that this includes not only 11 symphonies, but selected other important works, many appearing for the first time in any form. And that piques my interest. Which are those?
The first release of the Overture in G minor is one. These particular performances are new released versions. And he wrote four early pieces. These are very rudimental pieces, but they're the first time these recordings have been on CD. Also, the study symphony, that very early piece, he didn't want it to be published, but he had it in his workbooks that he was using while he was studying. So that's why it's called the study symphony. And all these recordings are in the archive of John Berkey. And he is executive director of the American Bruckner Society. And he has over 11,000 recorded performances of Bruckner.
So I remember talking to you about this once and asking how on earth you restore these ancient recordings, and you told me you'd have to shoot me if you told me. but can you give us just an idea of some of what is involved in making these recordings something that modern audiences are happy to listen to?
First of all, you come across a recording that you have to investigate on the computer a lot of times to see where the problems lie, and then figure out, can I mediate those problems? Are my tools good enough to take out the problems? Like, I'm sure you've heard of tape hiss.
Right.
This is problems from an audio tape recorder that puts a high frequency, almost like tinnitus, on a tape. And you have to have the proper tools, first of all, to analyze that, to find out what the frequency spectrum of it is, and then be able to remove that, but without removing any of the audio material. A lot of these tools are very, very powerful, but if you don't know how to use them, you end up taking out baby with the bathwater. Sometimes I'm dealing with very specific things that may only last a fraction of a second and take those out individually. One of the things that I've been able to discover over the years is that I can take a cough out of a performance. So all the live performances that I issue and have issued have no coughs in them.
I've been speaking to audio restoration engineer Lani Spahr, who is behind the Bruckner from the Archives release, which is coming out. It's a celebration of the 200th anniversary of Anton Bruckner's birth in 1824. Volume 1 will be released mid-March this year. And more information is at som-recordings.com. Lani, what an enormous project. Congratulations, and thanks for giving us some insight.
Thank you very much for having me.